It's amazing what has happened outside. I think I am actually seeing the sun outside. And if you've loved the program so far, you're going to love this. Win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas, an iconic band at an iconic venue. The Eagles, live at the Sphere Las Vegas, performing 12 shows this September 20th through November 9th. And you could be there. We've got two tickets for two with flights and a stay at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. Dinner at Chica Las Vegas. That sounds a pretty interesting restaurant, Chica Las Vegas. And two tickets to the show, plus a VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. And to enter for your chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, Bridges, to 95819. Bridges to 95819. And for full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. You know, we talk a lot about entertainment, and that's the Sphere is truly a beautiful place. And one of my favorite bands of all time, the U2, played there for quite a while. But we've got our very own entertainment capital here in Troy, Michigan. And Imagine Theater is actually headquartered in Troy, Michigan, and it's led by the founder and owner, and CEO, our very own Paul Glantz. Paul, thank you for being on with the Focus Show.
Well, Rocky, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, Paul, leading up to the 4th of July, a lot of people want to see movies. Believe it or not, the weather starts getting better, but it also rains quite a bit. And when it's raining, people tend to go see movies. So what's going to happen, or what type of movies are coming out so that people can come out to Imagine Theater and enjoy themselves, especially over that long weekend when they take that Friday day as a bridge vacation?
Well, I'll tell you, we've had sort of a slim pickings so far this year, but just within the last 2 weeks, the tide has turned. I say it was darkest before the dawn. And so we've been blessed with a Pixar film called Inside Out 2 that's just done spectacular business. It was the first picture this year to open for 100 plus million. It was 155 million. It had great legs in the second weekend, did 100 million. And so we're going to carry that over, of course. But then we've got other films coming out that are going to provide entertainment for all different demographics, for folks that have different interests. So, for example, we've got another children's film, Despicable Me 3, coming out on 4th of July. And then we've got a film by Angel Studios. And maybe you recall last year, Angel Studios put out a film called The Sound of Freedom. This year, they've got a picture called Sound of Hope, A Story of Possum Trot, which is a very touching film about these children in Texas who are seemingly unadoptable, but in fact become adopted by these wonderful families who bring them in. And then Mike Rowe has produced a documentary that will be opening during the holiday weekend as well, which is, I'm told, is very inspiring. It's a great story that will unite our country, if there is such a thing to be had these days.
Well, if there's one person to unite our country, it's Mike Rowe, and you're another person that unites us all. And Paul Glantz, you do a lot for the community. Thank you for everything that you do in support of the community. You don't just offer us entertainment to go to, but you also do a lot of charitable work. And, you know, what's interesting is that all comes from business. And how is the business doing? Because how entertainment goes, so goes our economy.
Well, you know, last year, notwithstanding the fact that North American box office was down 20%, we had a terrific year. And then because of the Hollywood work stoppages, you know, the writers were on strike for almost 7 months last year. We ran into a bit of a supply chain constraint earlier this year. But those things are resolving themselves at this point in time. And we think that the rest of the year is going to be stronger. So we're optimistic. We think, you know, we've got a company that is resilient. We've made it through the pandemic, right? And we think we certainly can overcome this little supply chain constraint as well.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, you started in 1997 here in Michigan. So, and now you're in what, four states, five states?
Five states. Yeah, and actually the predecessor to the current incarnation of Imagine goes all the way back to 1989. I had a partner at that time, one partner, and we bought a one-screen theater with 265 chairs. It had two mechanical projectors, one mechanical cash register. And today we have the privilege of being the ninth largest exhibitor in the United States.
And do you have any of that equipment still in operation?
No, it's hard to.
Thank you. That's Danielle Mason, the engineer, who thought that was a funny joke.
It's good. Yeah, there's not much room for mechanical projectors anymore. The studios don't give us 35-millimeter prints, I'm afraid.
Now, what are the big movies coming out for adults? I know you mentioned a lot of the kid movies and a couple documentaries, but is there any entertainment on the forefront? And how much notice does Hollywood give you or the industry give you so that you know what's coming down the pike? Because you are truly dependent on Hollywood, are you not? Or can you buy movies from other countries or Bollywood or anywhere else?
Well, in fact, we do show foreign language films, and our Asian Indian films do exceptionally well. We've got a wonderful niche audience with those folks who speak Hindi and Telugu languages, for example.
Together, yeah.
And so that's been a good thing for us. You know, lately we're doing more what we'll call experiential, the Imagine More component. So we've had speakers come in. So, for example, we've recently hosted the stars of the Halloween films, the gentleman who played the Michael Myers character in the Halloween series. We've had both those gentlemen come in and do Q&A with our audience. We had Helen Hunt. We've had most recently Ernie Hudson from the Ghostbusters genre. And so we're not, while we are highly, highly dependent on Hollywood, the truth is that if we can diversify our revenue stream by giving our guests access to folks that are beloved characters, then that's a real positive thing for us as well.
And how much notice do you really get from Hollywood, like those studios? Do they tell you that this is coming down the pike? Be prepared, and do they give you the paraphernalia to advertise this, or do you have to buy that actually from them?
No, most of the collateral materials that are provided to us these days are free of charge, although the royalties that we pay for films are hardly free of charge. In fact, you know, what most people don't really understand is that, you know, if you buy a $10 movie ticket, 60%+ of that goes to the studio, and we are allowed to keep, you know, less than 40% in many cases. And so, but for the privilege of selling food and beverage, we probably wouldn't have a viable business model.
Yeah, but you're doing really well. And again, thanks for all you do for the community. Paul Glantz and his team at Imagine Theaters. If you're around this weekend or next weekend, go out and get a movie. See a movie at Imagine Theaters all around Southeast Michigan. Paul, thanks for being on with Focus this morning, this evening or afternoon on WJR.
Well, thanks again for hosting me, Rocky. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Paul.